McKenna Lee is a mom in Sebastopol, one who strives to provide a green household for her three kids. As they have grown, the oldest is now 10, she's come to recognize a need to do more than buy organic food, drive a hybrid car, and hang cloth diapers out to dry.
As my children step out into the world, I feel that I too must step out into the world and see where can I affect things on a systems level instead of just on a personal lifestyle level.
The issue that commands her attention now lies far from Sonoma County, beneath the ground in remote Alberta, Canada. There, vast deposits of what's called tar sand, a thick, viscous mix of sand, clay, and crude oil, has been mined for 44 years. But a new effort to expand and accelerate that extraction has become the focus of mounting environmental concerns.
What's being proposed and planned is a pipeline called the Keystone XL pipeline that will carry tar sand from Alberta, Canada, down to Texas oil refineries. Currently, the tar sands in Canada are fairly landlocked and difficult to access. If this pipeline can be built, they can extract petroleum from the tar sand much, much faster.
Thinking of that as carbon rather than energy casts the project in a very different light.
The Alberta tar sands are thought to be the second largest carbon deposit on the planet after the Arabian Peninsula oil fields. We're talking a massive amount of carbon that's currently sequestered on the Earth and can't enter our atmosphere. Right now in the atmosphere, there's more carbon than is sustainable for mitigating the worst effects of climate change. So what we need to be doing at this point is reducing the amount of carbon in our atmosphere. If we unsequester the carbon from the tar sand and release that into our atmosphere by converting it into oil and burning it, which is what the whole purpose of the pipeline is, long term, my children won't have a planet to live on.
Just building such a pipeline, bisecting the entire United States, would have its own set of environmental problems. But Lee adds that the extraction method itself is also highly problematic, as tar sands are an inefficient and dirty source of oil.
When you take oil, say, out of the Arabian Peninsula oil fields, you're putting in one energy input and you're getting out 100 to 300 units of energy. From tar sand, you're putting in one energy input and you're getting out only three. And the amount of pollution that's created by those energy inputs is massive. The amount of environmental destruction that's happening in Alberta is massive. It's been called the largest human development ever.
So after studying the issue, Kenna came to a simple conclusion.
Choosing to extract oil from the tar sands is just wrong for our planet, period.
From there, she knew she had to do her part to prevent the pipeline from happening, even if it meant going to the White House and getting arrested, which it did. She shares that part of her story in our next report. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.